couldn't quite shed that tackle, but a three-yard gain nonetheless.
And it's a Wisner rolling to his right, quick down pass, and he has Brandon Wischler complete at the 38 and brought down to the 34-yard line. Brad Hacker brings him down there as Brandon Wischler found a crease in that defense and is working his way down the near sideline for the completion.
Well, that's when play action works its best. You get a couple big runs by your best running back, Hunter Seeley, and then you, again, the quarterback puts the ball in Seeley's hands, takes it away, and rolls to his right, which is huge because that's Brandon Wisner's throwing side, and he doesn't even need to set his feet as he throws a strike to Brandon Wischler. He hauls it in for a big gain.
As Keegan Valentine to his right, and it's a handoff to Keegan Valentine right up the gut across the 30 down to the 28-yard line. He's going to be, after a gain of maybe, I would say, 5 yards, brought down by big man number 84, Cole Chippy, defensive end. Senior Forecast City stands a whole glass of water above anyone else on that field. 5 yard gain, 2nd and 5.
Back to the pistol formation. Keegan Valentine, the running back, directly to the right of Wisner. Seeley, the back guy. And between Valentine and Wisner, they run the read option. Wisner, though, seen a big opening. He just let Keegan Valentine take it through that hole. Nice gain on first down as they get 5 yards.
In the pistol, working off the right hash. It's a quarterback keeper, Brendan Wisner, with the lead tackle. Out across the 25-yard line, trying to shed a tackle at the 22, but he is brought down by Luke Stern. And Cole Chippy is down on the other side of the field at the right hash, and we will have an official timeout. Was enough to move the chains for the Lakers. 1st and 10 from the 20-yard line, they're going to say, as Cole Chippy is being checked out by medical staff of Cass City.
And that's the read option this time with Hunter Seeley, the deep back. He puts the ball in the arms of Hunter Seeley, who's trying to run up the middle, maybe a little to the right side, and there was no running room. And everyone bit on that play action. Hunter Seeley then obviously does not get the football. Brendan Wisner takes it himself to the left side and turns upfield and does a nice individual effort to get past the first down marker for a fresh set of downs now as we creep underneath the two-minute mark in this first half.
1:49 left in the second quarter. Cass City 12, Lakers 6. Cass City struck first, 6-0. A mere 21 seconds later, Lakers responded with a 57-yard run from Hunter Seeley. Then Cassidy rumbles down the field for 75 yards and a touchdown covering 3 minutes and 23 seconds to make it 12-6. A minute 40 left here, and it's a pitch out to the right side. That leads to Hunter Seeley. He's down to the 15, cuts in at the 10, and forced out of bounds. That had to hurt as he hit the track at the 7-yard line, forced out of bounds by Nick Perry.
Back to basics there as you see the sweep out to the right-hand side. And actually, what I saw there, I don't know if you've seen it, Clark, but right in front of Hunter Seeley, it looked like Brad Hacker got pushed from behind into the sideline, but no matter, doesn't matter. No flag, no call, no blood, no foul, I guess. And a nice run by Seeley as he gets a big gain on first down, getting them inside the red zone here for a chance to score.
It's a handoff to Keegan Valentine. He's going to do the dirty work right up the gut, and he gets down to the end zone. Touchdown,
Speaking
Lakers.
Of score.
Keegan Valentine from 7 yards out ties the score at 12 apiece with a minute 27 before halftime. It is Lakers 12, Cass City 12 on the WLAW Sports Network.
What a nice run there as they hustle up to the line of scrimmage. Cass City not quite set, and he hands the ball off to that running back right to his right. That guy is Keegan Valentine, and he slides his way through the defensive line and gets into the end zone for a touchdown.
Brandon Wischlager is your holder. And we have going for the extra point for Lakers. That is number 7, Keegan Valentine. The kick is up. It is wide right. No good. And the score remains tied with a minute 27 before halftime. 12-12. Lakers at Kansas City on the WLW Sports Network.
This is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. The orange tiger lilies of the summer's ditch banks are giving way to the blue chicory and white Queen Anne's lace along the roadsides. This means that the fall will soon be here, and that means the harvest. Hundreds of farm trucks and semis will be taking to the road to bring in the bounty of the Thumb of Michigan. So when you see trucks, give them a wide berth. And if you're driving a truck, take special care to bring the harvest home safely. This is State Representative Dr. Ned Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by A Healthy Michigan.
12-12. It's been tied nearly the entire game, with the exception of nearly 2.5 minutes. We've played all but a minute 27 in the first half. Cassidy 12, Lakers just tying to back up with 12 of their own. We've had four straight possessions with a touchdown. Lakers will be kicking off from their 40-yard line, left to right across your radio. That would be number 7, Keegan Valentine. The Lakers does this little odd setup where they're basically all moving and not sure who's going to kick it. And finally, Keegan Valentine kicks it to the far sideline. And it is brought in by the Laker coaching staff. This is an illegal procedure against the Lakers.
Oof, man. Clark, I have seen you hit some bad drives in my day. That one ranks up there close to the worst. Holy cow, that was bad.
I have not been able to hit my driver at all. I've gotten out 3 times since Labor Day.
I'll see. People laugh when I bring this up and pick on it, but no, we know it's been bad. That's the best part. It's true.
It is absolutely true. Looks like they're going to take they're going to decline it. They're starting this drive at the 38-yard line. It's arcade mode on blitz, and we have a fumble. Sandon Cathrell thought he handed it off, and Brandon Wischlager is there to grab it. Brad Hacker was your running back. He didn't have it. And Brandon Wischlager says, look, Mom, look what I found at the 32-yard line.
Wow, what a game-changing play here before the half. Just a simple run play out of the wing tee. We've seen it all day, but we wondered a little bit with a freshman quarterback in his first game here, playing most of the snaps, how well would he run the offense? He's run it very well, but a little miscommunication there. Brad Hacker drops the ball, and Brandon Wischlager hops on it. Now, all of a sudden, Lakers with great field position and a minute 23, a chance to take the lead.
Brandon Wisner on the keeper right up the gut, sheds off 2 tackles, maybe even 3 across the 25, down to the 24-yard line, brought down by Brendan Hamilton, the safety. And he's short of the first down marker by about 2 yards, a gain of 8, second down, 2 to go, 65 seconds remain.
Tough run by Brennan Wisner as they run the read option, and he takes it himself for a big gain.
Brennan Wisner in the backfield by himself, gets the first down all the way down inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line. Brought down by Jared Nagel, the sophomore for Kansas City, moves the chains. For the Lakers, clock stops momentarily with 54 seconds left.
Well, they hustle up to the line of scrimmage. Brennan Wisner, the only guy in the backfield, everyone else on the line, and it's a design quarterback run. They get the first down. The clock stops until you hear the official whistle, and then play will resume as they go back to their pistol offense.
It's a pitch out to Hunter Sealy around the left end. Good blocking from the Lakers. He's still free, and he runs out of bounds shy of the 10-yard line. They're going to say he went out of bounds way back at the 14. It's a gain of 5. Second down, 5-6 to go. After a gain of 4, according to the spot, clock stopped at 47.
Well, this is where them sweeps and pitches to the outside, to the sidelines, are huge for Lakers, as they've been the team that's getting to the sideline first. So Hunter Sealy gets up down by the sideline before he is forced out. But the key there, he was forced out. So the clock stops now. They can gather themselves, run a play, get everybody set without having to worry about the clock.
Two wide to the right, man in motion, Hunter Sealy. Gets the handoff on the jet sweep. Coming around the right end, good blocking. He cuts back into the 15, reverses fields to the 10, and is finally brought down inside the 10, all the way down to the 8-yard line. And we have a timeout called by Lakers with 32 seconds left. And the tackle was made by number 33, TJ Moore of Cass City.
Yeah, they're going to put some time back on the clock here, as it did not stop when they called for a timeout.
And he's shy of the first down marker by a yard. Second down, 1 yard to go. That is at the 8-yard line. As let's take you through some scoring around the region.
Hunter Sealy, before that, though, I got to mention, man, you mentioned Barry Sanders. Like, he's had a couple very creative runs here, as he got to the sideline, turned back upfield for a nice gain on that play.
As we are now have 36 minutes left in this first half, according to the clock. There we go, 36 seconds.
As you mentioned, to around the area, last we heard Ubley leading Marlette in the first half, 32-0. USA is at halftime in Bad Axe for homecoming. USA leads 14-0 in that game.